们一起来看彼得前书第四章第七节。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7.
请看彼得前书第四章第七节。
Let us read 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是要彼此确实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。我们这一次的灵恩会小弟用这一段经文那么取了三个重点跟大家一起来做分享。
This time for spiritual convocation, I'll base my sharing on this passage and share with everyone 3 points.
我们的神告诉我们说当这个世界末日逐渐在接近的时候。
God says as the world is coming to an end.
那我们的神告诉我们有三件事情是我们不可以忽略的。
God says there are 3 things we must do.
那我们昨天有谈到第一个叫谨慎自守。
Yesterday we talked about to be watchful and vigilant.
那么我们再借助路加福音12:15的经文。
And comparing to Luke 12:15,
我们就可以知道所谓谨慎自守就是我们的神要我们在物质的欲望上节制免去一切的贪心。
We can see that God wants us to take heed and beware of all covetousness.
因为当世界末日来临的时候，这个物质界所有的一切都不复存在。
Because when the end of the world comes, all of the physical world will no longer exist.
所以我们一个基督徒如果按照圣经神给我们真理的原则。
As a Christian, if we follow the principles of the Bible.
在提摩太前书6:6以下的经文。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6.
我们的神告诉我们说敬虔加上知足这个是大吉大利的一件事。
God says godliness with contentment is great gain.
所以下次我们在农历过年的时候我们常常看到这个亲友啦教会的弟兄姐妹我们很常讲的一句话叫恭喜发财来下不必发财啦讲敬虔加知足愿你大吉大利。
So during the Lunar New Year, the Chinese people will often wish bless other people to be very rich and prosperous, but we don't need to do that. We can bless people to have godliness with contentment.
那我今天再跟大家分享第二个重点。
And today, now I will share with everyone the second key point.
就是我们的神提醒我们在灵性上我们要警醒祷告。
Is that in spirit, we must be watchful in our prayers.
那万物的结局真的近了吗？
Is it true that the end of all things is at hand?
我们现在再来看第六印我们的神所讲到的第二种那么万物结局临近的一个状况。
Let us read the sixth seal, where God will tell us what happens at the end of all things.
我们现在请看启示录第六章的13-14。
Revelation chapter 6:13-14.
我们昨天讲到的12是地球温度上升2度所造成的结果。
12 yesterday we talked about was the result of global warming and the earth becoming 2 degrees hotter.
当所谓的行星直列论当中的恐怖大十字的天文学的这个形象形成的时候
When the planetary alignment theory happens and the planets all align up together
当所有的行星对着太阳产生巨大的引力造成太阳表面的热粒子大量释放
When all the planets line up and have this gravitational force on the sun resulting in the sun becoming more hot
这个时候我们在物理学上就称为太阳黑子我们看到太阳它不再是赤色的了。
And when we see this, the sun is going to turn black.
因为太阳黑子大量释放我们以后看到的太阳会逐渐变成黑色的。
And as the sun releases more heat and energy, eventually it looks like it's going to become black.
那我们现在来讲13:14的第二个世界末了神告诉我们的另外的一个现象。
Let's now read verses 13 and 14 regarding some other signs of the end of the world.
那我们可以从这一段经文的这个描述当中我们就看表面的描述很难了解这个到底是一个什么样的情况。
When we read the text, it's very hard to understand what this is actually talking about.
怎么会讲到说天上的星辰要坠落在地面上呢
？Why does it talk about the stars of heaven falling to the earth？
那一种情形就好像这个无花果树被大风摇动之后，这个果实还没有成熟就。 棍棍都落到这个地面上。
It's a fig tree dropping its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind.
那么它是一个形容。
This is a description.
用我们眼界所能够看到的无花果树的掉落来形容天上星辰的掉落。
It compares what we know and can see with the figs dropping to the stars of the heaven or stars of heaven falling to the earth.
那当这个现象产生的时候，十四节告诉我们原因了。
Verse 14 will tell us the reason and the result of this phenomenon.
结果是什么？好像天挪移它的位置一样。这个天我们看好像不再是天了。
It is like the sky has moved. It does not look like the sky we see today.
那并且呢，我们所居住的这一颗地球山连海岛都我们讲山崩地裂，会挪移到它的本位。
And every mountain and island was moved out of its place.
我们台湾有一个叫921大地震。
In Taiwan, there was the great September 21st earthquake.
对，最近花莲还大地震。不过在这个之前，我们还有个更大的921大地震。
This was a great earthquake that happened many years ago, before the recent Hualien earthquake.
这个地震过了之后
After the earthquake.
那么原本那么我是住在这个奥克兰的东区。
For example, if I was originally living in the east region of Auckland.
那经过这个地震之后，第二天早上我们一打开我怎么跑到奥克兰的北区
But the next morning when I woke up in what we can describe as the north of Auckland.
因为它的地壳产生变动整座山位移
Because of the movement of the earth, even the mountains moved.
当这个世界末日的征兆显现的时候，会产生这样子的现象。
When the end of the world comes, this will be the phenomenon that happens.
天、山连、海岛都会好像有挪移这样子的一个状况存在。
The sky, the mountains, and the islands will all shift.
那它的原因是什么？
What is the reason for this?
我们圣经只有做原因的很轻微的一个字眼的描述。
The Bible just describes this very lightly.
好像它就是说，好像天好像书卷被卷起来。
Describes the sky receding as a scroll when it is rolled up.
那这到底是在讲什么呢
？What is this talking about?
我们科学上我去查证的资料是从1970年开始。
I have looked at some scientific research from the 1970s.
我们这个地球的大气层保护地球的这个臭氧层它以每年 4% 的速度在淡化当中。
That the atmosphere of the Earth, is being destroyed at about a rate of 4% each year.
那为什么会有这样子的现象产生呢？
Why is this happening?
那是因为我们人类大量使用冷媒所造成的结果。
It is because of all of the carbon and coal that we're using as the population of the earth.
到处都是冷气机。
We are all using all these air conditioners.
汽车。
And all our cars.
冰箱。
And all of the fridges,
那么或者是大型的冷冻工厂
or all the freezer works.
当你在开车子的时候，你夏天换冷气，你感觉到说奇怪，这个冷气怎么不凉的呢？
When it is summer and you put on the car air conditioning and you realize it's not actually cold.
所以我们就到保养厂去，他告诉你说，对不起先生，冷媒跑掉了，重新灌冷媒。
And you go to get your car service and they'll tell you that the reason is the coolant, cooling devices are broken and you need to refix it.
那这个冷媒它在化学上它简单叫做这个叫做氟氯冷冻剂的氟F.
And so these are,
那氯就是 Cl 嘛
These are so-called the fluorocarbons, the CFCs.
它是由这两种化学主要的两种这化学的元素去凑起来的，那么一个能够让空气凝结的一个冷冻剂。
These are chemicals that allow the air to cool down.
那很奇怪就不能讲很奇怪就是说这个活力冷冻剂它生发挥散到散发到整个大气层之后
and,
因为冷媒跑的嘛。
And all of these CFCs are as they disperse into the atmosphere.
它产生一个奇怪就是它会吃掉我们大气层臭氧层当中的氧。
And it will destroy the ozone in the atmosphere.
然后我们整个的大气层就在这个活力冷冻器的这个阐释之下、哦、爆内的这个什么横竖的情况之下、哦、那么它就逐渐变得稀薄。
And this will slowly wither away the ozone layer in the atmosphere、
哦、那么最明显的、哦、最明显的就是说、啊、我们科学家告诉我们，我们的南极跟北极破了两个大洞，天空破了两个大洞、啊、就是我们的大气层已经产生了破洞。
And the scientists tell us that in the north and the south poles there are these holes in the ozone layer、
哦、那么科学家他讲、哦、他给我们的数据，在2015年的时候，这个破洞的面积达到2500万平方公里。
And the scientists say that in 2015, the area of this hole is around 25 million square meters.
大家可能没有什么概念，2500万平方公里到底是多大。
And you probably don't have an idea of what 25 million square meters look like.
90个纽西兰这个国家的领土的大。
It is the size of a 90 New Zealand's.
那你就稍微有一点这个数据、哦、数据化、哦、这个实体化的一个概念。
So now this gives you an idea of the number.
好，那么现在是2024年，经过九年了。
Now it's 2024 and it's been 9 years.
科学家所给我们的数据，我们的天空的破洞达到了2900万平方公里。
The scientists tell us that the ozone hole is around29 million square meters.
那么这个大概是我们纽西兰国土的104倍大。
This is around 104 times the size of the New Zealand land.
它不断的这个破洞一产生，我们就会有很多这个疾病啦，不方便的这个生活的形态会在我们的生活当中产生。
And as the ozone hole is depleted, this will result in health effects in our life and also inconvenience our life.
所以我来纽西兰的时候，我们奥克兰的弟兄姐妹说，传道有没有戴太阳眼镜？我说没有。
So when I came to New Zealand, the people at Auckland Church asked me, did preacher, did you bring your sunglasses? And I said no.
这个当传道戴太阳眼镜，信徒看得会很奇怪。
If the believers see a preacher wearing some sunglasses, they will find this rather bizarre.
他说我们这边太阳很毒啊，因为纽西兰的上空破洞啊。
Talk about that the sun is very damaging.
紫外线没有办法阻隔啊。
Because of the ultraviolet radiation, it's very damaging.
所以它造成的伤害是什么？白内障增加。
And the result of this is some cataracts.
所以我们在台湾啊有这样子的一个讲法啦，以后到纽西兰要看纯种的羊啊，看不到啦。为什么？因为羊全部都要戴太阳眼镜。
And they said there's a joke in Taiwan that in New Zealand you will no longer see a pure original sheep because all the sheep will require sunglasses in the future.
他们说，传道需不需要防晒乳？
They ask a preacher, do you need sunscreen?
我在台湾是没有在用防晒乳的。
I don't use
男人嘛，晒黑一点有什么关系？
As a man in Taiwan, I don't use sunscreen. I don't mind being a bit tanned.
他们跟我讲说，我们建议去买那个50 plus 的那个什么那个防晒乳，以后出门太阳大稍微擦一下，不然你皮肤癌的几率会增加很高。
They said, we'll take you to buy SPF 50 plus sunscreen. Otherwise, when you're outdoors, it increases your risk. Of skin cancers.
那空气稀薄会造成什么现象？
And what happens when the atmosphere is when the layer is depleted?
以前我们还是这个小孩子年纪的时候。
When we were young children.
那么如果晚上我们在家的庭院在那边看天上的星星。
If we looked at the stars at night time from our house.
偶尔流星划过，哇，很漂亮火线就这样出现。
Occasionally, you'll be able to see a shooting star.
那老人家就会跟我们讲赶快许愿，赶快许愿，许愿能成真。
The old people tell us, quickly make a wish, quickly make a wish, when you see the shooting star.
后来才知道骗人的啦
And then we
哪里流星通过许愿就能成真。
And we realize that all of this is a trick. It's not just because there's a shooting star, your wish will come true.
那这是什么现象呢？
But what sort of phenomenon is this?
我们地球有地心引力。
Because the Earth has its own gravitational field.
天上的流星，天上的陨石，它受到地心引力的吸引，要撞向地球的时候。
When the stars are drawn and falling to the Earth by this gravitational field.
我们的神所创造的地球的保护罩，就是这个大气层，它撞击 在大气层当中会跟空气产生高速的摩擦。
When it hits the atmosphere, which is the layer that protects the earth, there will be this great friction.
所以我们远远的看哈，它会产生火花。
From a distance, it will look like there are sparks.
但是当它还没有撞到地球的时候，就在大气层的保护当中，这一块陨石它就消耗殆尽，不见了。
But with the protection of the Earth's atmosphere, when the star hits the layer of the atmosphere, it will dissipate everything.
那如果我们从圣经的角度去看
，If we look at this from the perspective of the Bible,
我们的圣经神告诉我们说，天哈好像那个书卷被卷起来一样啊。
God says the sky will recede as a scroll when it is rolled up。
我们来看很久很久以前哈啊，几千年前我们的神就这样告诉我们。
Yes, read what God said thousands of years ago。
我们来看以赛亚书五十一章。
Isaiah chapter 51。
请看以赛亚书五十一章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 51 verse 6。
那么这一节经文，我们的神说：“哈，你站在这个高高的天上，举起你的眼睛看下去地球。”
Here God says, "Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look on the earth beneath."
大家可以到网络去搜寻一些我们的这个啊卫星拍摄的哈，这个我们的天空破了两个大洞的那个卫星图啊，卫星俯瞰地球的图示啊图片。
When you go online, you'll be able to see satellite images which can depict the ozone holes in this earth.
我们这一节的形容词说，这个天哈好像烟云消散，就是它稀，它的浓度已经在变得稀薄当中。
And here it talks about the heavens will vanish away like smoke. It is slowly disappearing.
那我们所看下来这一颗地球，本来是神穿着一件衣服啦，就是大气层。
Originally, this earth has a layer of atmosphere protecting it.
但现在这一件衣服呢，它好像破洞，然后被卷起来，卷云的那种感觉。
But this atmosphere is like a garment which now has got holes and is being twisted about.
所以圣经说，这个土地啊，我们所住的这个地球啊，哈，好像那个衣服渐渐旧了啦，会被卷起来了。
Therefore, this verse says the earth will grow old like a garment.
我们再来看希伯来书第一章。
Let's also read Hebrews chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章第十节到第十二节的经文。
Hebrews chapter 1 verses 10 to 12.
在这段经文我们可以看到十一节哈，天地都会灭没，就是逐渐的，你去看它的原文哈，不是刹那之间，因为末日最后的末日还没有来临，它是逐渐的会消失。
It talks about they will perish, they will perish gradually.
那天地要像衣服渐渐旧了。
And they will all grow old like a garment.
那十二节我们的神就说哈，我把天地卷起来，好像一件外衣一样。
Verse 12, like a cloak, you will fold them up.
所以当以后啊，如果有天外的陨石啊，受到地心引力的吸引，它要撞向地球的时候。
So in the future, when there is something astronomical that is going to crash into the earth due to the gravitational field of the earth.
我们这个地球的保护力就是大气层。没有办法完全保护地球。
The atmosphere is no longer going to be able to completely protect the earth.
所以在这个撞击的这个大气层的高速摩擦当中，这个陨石不会被消除掉。
So, when the star is going to crash into the atmosphere, the atmosphere is not entirely going to be dissipated.
我记得很多年前我们在台湾看过一个这个好莱坞的电影哈，我们那边的翻译叫《彗星撞地球》啊。我不晓得英文怎么讲那个有一个光头的哈，一个光头叫 Bruce Willis， 他演的哈。
In Taiwan many years ago there was this film called Armageddon。
大家可以去找找看，还有没有这个影片还在不在？你来看一下那个。我们的大气层失去保护力，这个卫星撞到地球的时候，那个撞击力不是飞机摘下来那种撞击力。
In this, you can go and watch this film if you have time. And when you see the things crashing into the earth, it is not like a plane crashing. That sort of impact.
那是几千倍哈，他们有时候去查资料说，可能是几万倍的撞击力。这个一撞下来，地球会破裂掉。
Thousands or tens of thousands times the impact of the force, and it will cause the earth to be destroyed.
所以在那个影片里面哈。 你看这个彗星大量的高速的撞击地球，山崩地裂，火山爆发，各种海啸，各种洪水全部都来了，
so、
整个生态结构产生变化。
Talks about all sorts of consequences, all sorts of volcano eruptions and earthquakes and all of life being destroyed.
科学家也尽量想办法想要去弥补这样子的状态。
Scientists are trying their best to also fix the situation.
减少我们能源的使用量。
To reduce our use of cooling devices.
似乎有一点成果，但没有办法完全克服我们地球恶化这样子的趋势。
It can help, but it cannot completely stop the deterioration of the Earth.
所以我们从第六印神所给我们的第二个，那么这样子的一个现象。
So from the sixth seal, we can see these are the signs that God has told us about.
我们也要知道真的万物的结局近了。
We must really know that the end of all things is near.
那万物的结局近了，除了我们在这个物质的欲望上要谨慎自守之外
，Apart from us having to be watchful in terms of not wanting to be too covetous，
我们的神说。请大家要警醒祷告。
God tells us that we must be watchful in our prayers.
那什么叫警醒祷告呢
？What does it mean to be watchful in our prayers？
我去看一下它的原文那么它提供的资讯是这样子的。
And in the original text, it talks about this.
他说要保持警觉
，is to keep and maintain your watchfulness.
要提高戒备。
It is to increase your alertness.
然后呢，进入与神的心灵的圣灵互动的沟通当中。
And then to enter into a communion in the Holy Spirit with God.
那这个叫警醒祷告。
This is what it means to be watchful in prayer.
那我又在思考我们的神怎么都不讲方向呢
？And why did I was thinking why does God not give us a direction?
说要谨慎自守，也没有方向，说要守什么东西呢
？It says to be serious, but it doesn't say what to be watchful about.
说要警醒祷告，那说要祷告的方向是摆在哪里呢
？To be watchful in your prayers, but what to actually pray about？
感谢神，我们这本圣经神都有提供给我们答案，必须要的资讯。
And God in the Bible, God will give us all the answers.
我们来看马太福音二十六章。
Let us read Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十六章四十节到四十一节的经文。
Matthew chapter 26 verse 40 to 41.
这是耶稣跟他三个心所爱的门徒来到客西马尼园的地方。
Here the Lord Jesus came with three of his most loved disciples to Gethsemane.
耶稣三次的祷告，门徒三次都在睡觉。
The Lord Jesus prayed three times, but his disciples fell asleep three times.
所以第一次耶稣祷告完了回来之后，他对彼得说：“没有办法跟我警醒片时吗
？”Therefore, the first time the Lord Jesus asked Peter, "Could you not watch with me 1 hour?"
然后现在直接一针见血就告诉彼得说：“为什么要警醒祷告
？”And then he directly tells Peter, "Why must we watch and pray?"
所以四十一节说：“总要警醒祷告。
”So verse 41 says, "Watch and pray."
那警醒祷告能够保护我们进入保护我们不要进入到什么样的境界
And what does watching and praying prevent us from doing?
圣经说因为警醒祷告就可以不必进入迷惑里面
Bible says if you watch and pray you will not enter into temptation
那我先来解释迷惑到底是什么意思
And now I'll explain what does temptation mean
因为有时候看圣经单单迷惑我们能够体会但它真正代表什么样的意思呢
Because in the Bible it talks about a temptation but what does it actually mean
那这个迷惑它原文的字义啦就是说不要就是说给敌人撒旦有趁虚而入的机会
The original text means to avoid the devil or the enemy having an opportunity to enter
你要警醒祷告
You must watch and pray
你要保持警觉你要提高戒备
maintain your alertness and watch and pray
那免得敌人有趁虚而入的机会
Lest the devil or the enemy has a chance to enter
那我们再看我们的敌人到底是谁
？And then let us look who is our enemy.
在彼得前书五章第八节。
In First Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
那么这段圣经我们的耶稣说说你们的仇敌叫做魔鬼
Here God says your adversary the devil.
那魔鬼是恶狠狠的，像一头狮子，到处游行，在寻找那个可吞吃的人。
And the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
所以换句话说，我们的神告诉我们，你的灵性上要保持一个高度的警觉性。
So God is telling us that our spirit must maintain this watchful status.
那借着祷告，在灵里面与神的互动沟通，神给我们一个保护罩，给我们一个盾牌。
And through communion and prayer with God, God will give us the shield of protection.
那让我们免除魔鬼寻找我们的缝隙来进攻我们。
To prevent the devil finding a crack for it to enter into and attack us.
那接下来我们的神告诉我们为什么你需要这么做。
And God also tells us why we must do this.
在马太福音26章的41节。
In Matthew 26 verse 41 it says,
耶稣告诉彼得说，你们心灵愿意啊，肉体软弱。
Jesus says the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
那我要请到大家一个问题啦。
I will want to ask everyone a question.
你觉得我们生活在这个世界上，中文就有四个字，变化的，叫知易行难。或者知难行易，知道比较简单，要行出来比较困难，叫知易行难。
So there's one idea which is you know it's something is easy, but it is hard to do.
那么或者是知道比较困难，要行出来很简单啊，叫知难行易。
Or something that you know is difficult, but it's very easy to do.
那如果我们用这个世界上的知识的角度，我们去做思考。
If we think about this from the ideas of this world,
我觉得是知难行易。
I think it is we know what is difficult to do, but it's easy to do.
看冷气，看我们开的汽车。
If we look at our air conditioning and also look at our cars,
对不对？冷气就开了。
If you press a button, the air conditioning will turn on.All you need is a remote.
但是它里面的构造、它的机械原理、它的电子原理，我们搞不清楚。
But we have no idea about the
electrical
structure and built in the engineering behind the air conditioning unit.
你看外面一部汽车。
If you look at the cars that are outside.
钥匙对不对？现在连钥匙都不要了，感应的就好了，对不对？一键一按。
Keys or these days you have even keyless.
引擎启动，一排档，油门一踩，出去了，走了。
Start the car and press on the accelerator and off you go.
那这部汽车的构造多复杂，机械学、电子学，对不对？热力学、流体力学，什么都在里面，我们哪里搞得懂？
But this car is so complicated. So much engineering has gone into the engine, into the physics, into the material of the car.
所以这个世界上，透过我们的学习，我们能够达到的一个成果，我都认为知难行易。
So looking at all of these things in the world, I think it is all you know something is complicated, but it is easy to do.
但主耶稣现在在这一节经文讲的是什么？是知易行难。
But what the Lord Jesus is talking about here is you know something is easy, but it is actually hard to do.
请问这本圣经到底有谁熟悉度不是很好？主要是正列出教的信徒，我都觉得大家都有一定的熟悉度。
I think everyone, as long as we are True Jesus Church members, we will know this Bible quite well.
谁不晓得不要贪爱这个世界？知道啦。
Who doesn't know that we should?We shouldn't love the world. Everyone knows.
做得到吗？
But is it achievable?
如果大家都做得到，就没有这么多真耶稣教的信徒被除名了。
If everyone knows that this, if everyone can do this, then there wouldn't be so many True Jesus members who end up being excommunicated.
所以我们对这本圣经的道理，就是透过学习，我们都知道，其实它不难，真的不难，一看就能够，有时候就能够很清楚了解我们的神在讲什么。
And that's why when we're reading the Bible, sometimes it looks easy. We know already what God is talking about.
为什么以色列百姓最后国家还是灭亡？
Why did the Israelites ended up becoming destroyed?
神不是没有派先知在指导他们，在训诫他们，不是没有神的话临到他们。
Did God not send these prophets to warn and to guide these people?
他们都听得懂，他们也知道，问题就是行不出来。
They all know and they all understood, but they just could not act it out.
那这个就是我们今天我们在整个灵性上我们必须要去思考的，怎么样去击破这样子的一个状况。
And today, this is what we must think about, how to overcome this in our spirit.
那借什么方法呢？
And through what way can we achieve this?
我们这一本圣经，我们的神告诉我们，我们是带着罪身来到这个世界的。
The Bible tells us that we have brought with us a sinful nature into this world.
我们根据的经文是诗篇五十一篇的第五节。
And we refer to Psalm 51 verse 5.
在这段经文，大卫他祷告说：“我在我妈妈肚子里面的时候。”我就有罪了。
Here David says, I was brought forth in iniquity and in sin my mother conceived me.
这个是我们的祖先亚当夏娃他们犯罪之后这个罪性的遗传就进入到我们每一个人的本性当中。
This was Adam and Eve who had sinned and then the sinful nature has been inherited and passed along towards us.
所以我们每一个人都是以罪身的那么这样子的状态那我们来到了这个世界。
And all of us have come into this world with the sinful nature, sinful body.
那这个罪身它有两个因素在里面。
And there are two elements to the sinful nature.
第一个叫做罪案。
Number one is that you have the love of sin.
我们祖先所犯的罪，这样子的一个罪的遗传性，我们必须要去承担。
That we must need to accept and take on the responsibility of the sin being inherited down from our forefathers.
所以罗马书五章十二节就是这样讲。
So Romans chapter 5 verse 12 says.
他告诉我们说，罪是从一个人进入世界的。
Sin entered the world through one man.
那罪的代价就是死亡。
And the wages of sin are death.
所以当我们每个人都必须要进入死亡的时候，那表明一件事就是我们有罪。
And when all of us need to go through death, this shows that all of us have sinned.
那这个罪案怎么去解决它呢？
And how do you deal with the sin?
我们如果看罗马书第六章的第六节。
If we read Romans chapter 6 verse 6.
那么这段经文告诉我们说，我们这个罪身是要靠着洗礼才能够得到洁净。
That this body of sin needs to be cleansed through baptism.
但这个罪身靠着洗礼是洗掉我们罪身当中的罪案。
But this washes away in our body of sin the issue of sin.
那么我们还可以参考罗马书第八章的第三节到第四节。
And also look at Romans chapter 8.
那个电脑要跟我配合一下，因为我时间很紧迫，没有办法换圣经。
So, I will not turn to the Bible verse, but it will be on the projector.
所以你看这个罗马书第八章的第三节跟第四节
Romans chapter 8 verses 3 and 4
我们就可以知道说肉体真的太软弱了心灵都知道啊肉体就是没有办法配合啊
Our flesh is indeed weak, our spirit knows, but it cannot work together
所以我们的圣经说那我们的神耶稣基督他就跟我们一样来到这个世上那么他也成为我们犯罪的这个身体的样式
And the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus came into this world and also took on this body of, that was able to sin
然后他为我们钉死在十字架上
He was crucified for us
流出了宝血
And shed his precious
blood 然后今天我们借着耶稣基督的宝血就在我们的罪身当中把罪案解决掉
And then on this body of sin, he has solved the problem of sin.
那个是罗马书八章三节到四节的经文。
This is in Romans chapter 8 verses 3 to 4.
所以我们这个罪身当中的罪案我们是借着耶稣基督宝血的洗礼我们的神一笔跟我们勾销了。
So this body of sin, this issue of sin has been solved through baptism.
但是你不要忘记我们这个罪身它有罪的遗传性除了罪案之外还有一个叫做罪性
But do not forget that apart from this body of sin there is also the sinful nature
如果圣内书教会在圣内书教会洗礼过之后说起来我们就马上结束这个世界肉体的生命回归到天家那大家还敢不敢洗礼
If everybody
洗礼起来虽细的洗礼完起来马上就死掉的 要不要洗礼
If you die immediately after coming up from being baptized in the True Jesus Church would anyone want to be baptized in TJC
我看大家吓死了哇真的是教会这么厉害啊洗礼起来全部都死掉啊
People will be very astounded or very shocked that in TJC after baptism everyone dies
那一定可以得救啊因为你没有犯罪的几率啊
that guarantee that you will be saved because you have no chance to sin
但是如果这样我们大家应当是不想接受洗礼了，怎么这么恐怖呢
But if this was the case, none of us would want to accept baptism because that's terrifying.
那 我们洗礼过之后，我们还有一段的生命，一段的时间停留在这个地面上。
After being baptized, we have a period of time during which we need to be on this world.
那罪性是洗礼洗不掉的。
And baptism cannot wash away our sinful nature.
如果洗礼能够把罪性都洗掉，今天真耶稣教会的信徒接受过洗礼之后，不应该再去犯罪，
baptism,
因为罪性消失了。
If baptism washes away our sinful nature, then members of the True Jesus Church should no longer sin because there is no ability to sin.
创世纪八章二十一节。
In Genesis chapter 8 verse 21,
我们的神告诉我们说，人啊，从小心里面就怀着恶念啊。
That man's thoughts from young are all full of wickedness.
因为那个罪性不断的在我们的肉体当中伴随着我们，随着我们的年纪的成长，罪性也会慢慢成长，会成熟啊。
The sinful nature will accompany us, and as we grow older, the sinful nature will also grow.
所以小时候哈，那个罪性哈。还没有成熟，我们的理智还没有成熟，很容易去显露出一个人的罪性、
啊。So when a person is very young, a child is very young, and they are not yet able to cover themselves up, you will see their sinful nature very clearly.
我弟弟有一个小男孩哈，当时他在念应该是幼稚园小班还是中班呐、啊、哈。
My younger brother had a child and has a son, and when he was very young in kindergarten.
那有一天他爸爸开车要带他走高速公路，要带他去这个外公的家。
And one day his dad was taking him to go to his grandparents' place.
那么他在车上就问爸爸，这个高速公路很高吗？
And he asked his dad, Dad, is this motorway very high up?
他爸爸开车 没什么时间应付他，跟他讲说对啦，很高啦。
And his dad didn't have so much time for him, so just quickly said, yeah, it's very high up.
那可以高到天上去吗？
And he asked, can this be as high as in heaven?
爸爸也随便跟他说可以啦。
And his dad said, oh, yeah, yeah, it's possible.
他很高兴啊，很兴奋啊。
And he became very excited.
爸爸，那你赶快把车子开得高高的，然后开到天上去。
And then he said, dad, quickly drive your car very quickly and we'll drive all the way up to heaven.
然后我们如果看到主耶稣，爸爸油门加下去把主耶稣撞死掉。
And then Lord Jesus, Dad, if you see Lord Jesus, then hit the accelerator hard and run him over.
他爸爸就流汗啊。
And his dad started sweating. Why is my young child thinking like this?
他说，如果把主耶稣撞死掉以后，我就不必接受耶稣的审判了。
He said that if we can run over Lord Jesus, then I will not be judged in the future by the Lord Jesus.
人从小心里就怀着恶念。
The imagination,
罪性是去除不掉的。
The imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. It is impossible to take away the sinful nature.
那个罪性在我们的身体里面，它会怎么样？它会导引我们的心灵，会控制我们的心灵，然后运用我们肉体情欲的软弱，然后去做出一些让我们后悔的事。
The sinful nature will use our body and use our desires to make us do these sorts of actions that we eventually regret.
所以我觉得保罗这个人他的精神官能症很严重。
So I think Paul has this very serious idea in his mind.
为什么他精神官能症很严重呢？精神病很严重啊！
Why does Paul seem to have these very odd thoughts?
想说传道你不要乱讲，保罗哪有什么精神病，精明得很呐。
So I thought people might think Paul doesn't have a mental illness. He is a very astute man.
好，我们来看罗马书第七章。
Let us read Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章从十八节以下的经文。
Romans chapter 7 verse 18 onwards.
好。保罗他有意志上的分裂。
Paul seems to be a little bit schizophrenic.
所以他说哈，这个立志为善由得我，行出来由不得我。
That he says that the good I will to do, I do not do.
保罗他有人格上的分裂。
So Paul he has this issue with other people.
他在意志的认知上哈，他知道要这样做，问题是他做不出来。
Sorry, Paul knows that he needs to do this thing, but he is unable to do it.
然后在二十二节以下，他说：“哈，我里面有一个人。”
And then verse 22, he says that inside of me there is someone inside me.
那我外面这个肉体又是一个人。
But then on the outside there is another man on the outside.
那里面这个人常常跟我外面这个人哈打仗。
And the outward man is constantly at war with the inner man.
那这个战场就是我。
and the battleground is myself.
所以他说哈，哎呀，我这个肉体哈，有一种这个情欲的律辖制我。
So he says that there is this law that is constraining me.
好，那这个情欲的辖制的时候，我就进入那个罪的律了，去做犯罪的事。
And then this law of my mind will bring me into.This captivity of the law of sin.
那当我进入这个罪的律的时候呢，我就进入到死的律了，我就要被神定罪了。
And when I enter into the law of sin, I have entered into the law of death.
哦，所以保罗他有两个人啊，这个叫人格分裂了。
So,
我们也是这样子。
Paul, he can seem to be bipolar. He has got these two aspects to himself.
心灵都愿意啦，主啊，我不愿意啦，啊，我希望怎么样啦？哦，啊，问题是往往都没有办法按照心里面的意念。然后做出实际的生活行为。
That he has this idea inside of his mind of what he wants to do, but in reality he is unable to achieve this.
那保罗很高明哎，他说主啊，如果我有这样子的现象产生，你要知道哈，绝对不是我做的，跟我没有关系。
Paul says that
他要脱罪嘛。
If this is to escape from sin, if this is him doing this, then it is not him doing it.
哦，你看二十节。
Let us read verse 20。
保罗说，如果我去做不愿意做的哈，对不起，不是我做的，神啊。你不要把这个罪放在我身上，不是我做的，那不是你做的，是谁做的？明明就是你做的。保罗说那个是罪去做的。
So Paul says, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. He is saying it is not him who is doing it, but it is sin who has gone and done this.
啊，这个叫罪性。
And this is sinful nature.
连保罗都深受其苦啊，无法脱离这样子的辖制。
Even Paul was unable to escape from this sort of captivity.
所以后来在二十四节，保罗他就讲说：“我真的是痛苦，良知跟肉体情欲的交战，我真的是痛苦。”
A wretched man am I, because there is this war between the spirit and the flesh.
所以二十四节保罗讲一句话：“谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？”
Verse 24, who will deliver me from this body of death?
那这个取死的身体，它有一个罗马的一个律法的背景在里面。
And he talks about this body of death. There's a Roman context to this.
罗马帝国的刑罚哈，有两种刑罚是很残酷的。
And the Roman Empire, they had two forms of punishment which were very brutal.
一个是十字架的刑罚。
One was crucifixion.
那么耶稣基督是走上十字架，极度的刑罚。
Lord Jesus went on the path to a crucifixion, a very brutal punishment.
第二种刑罚叫取死的身体的刑罚。取死的身体。
Second one is this body of death.
那就是说把一个这个判定死罪的人。
So someone who was sentenced to death.
那么他去找一个刚刚死掉的尸体。
They will go and find this dead body.
然后呢鼻对鼻，眼对眼，口对口，绑起来打死结。
And they will tie this person onto that dead body, match the eye and the eyes for the eyes and the nose for the nose.
然后丢到垃圾坑里面。
And they will throw them into a pit.
那如果以当时的这个犹大省啊，耶路撒冷的啊，这个耶路撒冷附近有一个地方叫新嫩子谷哈，这个就是垃圾堆、垃圾坑的意思。
And there was a place outside of Jerusalem, where they would all be thrown into the pit there.
那你现在想象一下，现在有一个尸体跟我绑在一起，
if you imagine,
我是活人。
I'm an alive person, and there is a body of death that is bound to me.
你会怎么样？
What would you do? What would you feel like?
我会挣扎。
You will,
哎呦，哇，怎么这样？
You will think, what is going on?
哦，有用吗？
Is that useful?
打死结的啊。
You have been there, you've been bound.
一定会极力挣扎，想办法把这个尸体甩开。
You will try your best to try and get out of this, this tied up, being tied up.
但是当你挣扎到最后，你发现哈，无力感产生，无奈感也产生。
But after you struggle, you will realize that you are unable to do anything.
然后呢？然后我就放弃了。
And then you will give up.
没有力量挣扎。
You will have no strength to fight this.
大家不要忘记，这个是尸体啊，这个尸体会腐烂。
People will forget that this body will decompose.
哦，所以你会沾到尸水，尸水会有纤维的腐蚀性在里面。
And then
你的皮肤开始会溃烂。
And then this this breakdown into the fluid will start to corrode your skin as well.
你不要忘记那个尸体的臭味啊，尸气很不好闻的。
Don't forget that
the dead body 有没有闻过啊？
Will also be very smelly, and you will the smell is unbearable.
让你头昏脑胀，理智不清楚啊。
And you'll get a headache from it, and you'll go mad from it.
那最严重的是这个尸体腐烂的过程当中，它会长尸虫。
And then what's even worse is as the body is decomposing, it will start to grow maggots.
所以它就透过你的嘴巴、鼻子、耳朵进去你的身体里面。
And it will go into your body through all of your ears and your nose into your mouth.
所以你这个身体就变成是尸虫的营养最好的场所。
And then your
你的肉、你的细胞、你的血液太好的。
Your flesh becomes the source of the nutrients for all of these so parasites.
所以你会尝到那个万虫钻心啊，万虫噬体那样子的痛苦啊。
And you will feel the pain of all of these bugs slowly eating away at you.
那你就是在一个恐惧、无奈、无力，然后在一个惶恐、极度痛苦的状态当中，你的生命就慢慢的走向死亡。
And your life will slowly wither away in the midst of this terrible anda hopeless situation.
这个叫取死的身体。
And this is the body of death.
保罗说这个罪性在我身上， 我灵魂的圣洁性，我良知的道德性没有办法发挥它的功用。
Paul says that in this sort of body of death, he's unable to show and use his conscience.
好，保罗也是心灵愿意啦，因为十八节他说立志为善由得我啦，心灵愿意啦。
Paul is also willing in his spirit, for he says, I will to do good.
问题是肉体软弱，没有办法。
The problem is that his flesh is weak.
那怎么办呢？
And what can he do?
到了二十五节，保罗就感谢神，要靠耶稣基督。
Verse 25, Paul says, I thank God through Jesus Christ.
那靠耶稣基督的什么呢？
But what are we relying on Jesus Christ.
八章一节到二节就是答案。
Chapter 8, verse 1 and 2 gives us the answer.
靠圣灵的力量。
It's to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
当我们在那边挣扎的时候，如果有人从那边经过，拿刀子把绳子切断，把尸体拉开，那我就得到自由了。
If we are in the middle of a struggle, but somebody unties us from that body of death, we have become freed.
这个要有外力介入了。
We need an external force to intervene.
所以我们基督教叫他力信仰的宗教，是借助一个外来的力量。
So Christianity relies on the force of this external force.
那佛教是自力信仰，我不必神了，我自己修炼，修炼到最后不断轮回，我就成仙成佛了。
Different to Buddhism, where it relies on people to self-regulate, and then eventually they will be able to attain a perfection.
所以我们是靠着从基督耶稣那里而来的圣灵的力量。
So we are relying on the strength that comes from the power of the Holy Spirit from God.
所以你多祷告，你就多有力量，能够去抵抗罪恶对我们的侵蚀。
So the more you pray, the more you'll be able to defend against the power of sin on us.
我们最后的结论要看提多书三章第五节。
Lastly, as a conclusion, let us read Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
我们的神告诉我们，今天我们一个人之所以能够得救。
The Lord God says that today for one of us to be able to be saved.
在提多书三章五节说，是因为我们接受了重生的洗。
In Titus chapter 3 verse 5 it says because we have received the washing of regeneration.
就是洗掉我们罪身当中的罪
恶。Baptism that has washed away
us. 然后还有一个就是借着圣灵更新啊，重新给我们那个新生，神赏赐给我们的新生的生命，能够不断的一直的推陈出新。
And also the renewing of the Holy Spirit, this Holy Spirit that constantly renews us.
所以圣灵是帮助我们克制战胜罪性的力量。
So the Holy Spirit is the strength that will allow us to be able to overcome sin.
所以我们耶稣提醒我们，你要战胜罪恶，你要警醒祷告。
So Lord Jesus says we must overcome sin, we must watch and pray.
求主耶稣让我们了解这些道理，然后能够在生活当中常常跟神有祷告。
May Lord Jesus help us and understand that we may understand this and pray often in our life.
一起默祷。
Let us have a silent prayer.